It's Google Glass. This week in Google. Google Glass. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm singing the blues, and the reason why is because this pair of glasses going back, fourth pair going back now, because my Google Glass just died again. This is This Week in Google Glass, episode number, I think it's 17. We're going to be talking about XC10, we're going to be talking about Durham, and of course, a movie that's being made, and we're going to do that this week in Google Glass. Hey, everybody. Yeah, I actually did play harmonica on that. Jeffrey Powers here from Geekazine. Think Magazine, put in a geek. You've got Geekazine. Of course, This Week in Google Glass over at www.thisweekingoogleglass or googleglass.com or twig.tv, T-W-I-G-G.tv. That's probably the easier one to go to. And of course, Jeff at twig.tv. My co-host this week and every single week is a Mr. Man that we call Mr. Luke Wallace or Luke Luca. Why did you have Luke Luca on your Twitter?
Trade secret. Can't reveal that. Okay. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Luke Luca or Luke at twig.tv or over in the show notes at thisweekingoogleglass.com.
You didn't live on the second floor, did you?
I may have. Yeah. You may have heard of me before.
All right. Okay. So, and you're knocking things over there. That's a good way to start the show. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, so the big news for me, of course, is that my Google Glass is going back. last week I went to do some jam sessions and I put the glass on. I wanted to, play behind the drums and get it because with the XC9 update, the microphone works a lot better in recording a band. And I recorded the band. They were doing the jammers at the time were doing one of the songs, and I pulled it up on plus.google.com, and it was actually really nice. You could hear the band. It wasn't compressing out or gating out or anything like that. And so I got behind the drum set and I started playing, and I sweat when I play. That's how that works. And even with the packing tape on the side, somehow some sweat got in and started acting. When I got off stage, it started acting funny. So the first thing I did was I turned it off, and then I just blasted it with cold air. Now, a lot of people do rice and stuff like that to get the water out. But I know that an air conditioner is a completely dry environment. You just turn the air conditioner on for a little while, and it blows the air, and it actually blows the moisture out, dries it all up. And I thought it was fine after that, but then all of a sudden little things started happening. But the biggest thing is I tried to take a picture and it did absolutely nothing. In fact, they made me reset the pair of glass. And the first thing that you do is you go into My Glass, you do the setup, and they get the little QR code. And then you're supposed to have glass read the QR code. Well, the camera didn't turn on, so it couldn't read the QR code. And it was so ultimately in this pair, the camera is completely dead, dead. And so that's when I called them up and said, hey, look, this is not right. And they said, okay, well, we'll send it back. And now here's the big thing. It's usually at least a 2-week process unless you give them $1,500 to send you another pair. So you flip them around and send the other pair back. I don't have $1,500 to give them right offhand. So I have to do this. They send me a box. I send them the glass, and then they send me the new glass. Well, since I've done this three times already, and the last two times I've done it this way, I already had an RMA box to send them, because that's what they send the new glass in, is that same RMA box. And they even here it is right here. It's the RMA sticker that I get for that product. So I just called I said, hey, here's the tracking number from this RMA. And they stopped me and they go, no, we want to send you another RMA box. And it's like, what do you mean? And they go, that's for a different RMA, so we don't want to get anything all crossed up. So we want to send you another RMA box. And I said, that's ridiculous. That adds another 3 to 5 days to my process. And I need to, I use these glass. I'm actually, in 2 weeks, I'm actually going to speak in Google Glass for an event that I'll talk about in a week here. But I need the Google Glass. If I don't do a show, if I don't do any of my shows with my pair of glass off, the first question I get is, where's your Google Glass? every single time. And it's just, you know, I need to have these. It's not like I'm the number one most important person, but I've got a process here, and we've done it two times before. And that is, I just take that RMA box and send this glass off to you, and then you send me another pair. And now you're saying, oh, we need to send you another RMA box. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, would that make any sense to you if you were in this situation?
No, I mean, you just cover up all the labels of the existing number so that it doesn't get confused for the last one. You
exactly.
Know, so that they can find it, but it seems like perfectly reasonable. Box is a box.
So. Yeah, a box is a... If they really want to send me a different label, why don't they just mail me the label? Because it's going to take less than 3 to 5 days to do that.
Yeah, or but just email you the label. And
yeah.
That's what I've gotten from Amazon before when I've returned stuff, is they just email you a label, you print it out and slap it on whatever box and send it back. So.
Or I go to the UPS store and then they can make up a label and that would work that way. But it just doesn't make sense. I have the RMA box. I have a label. Let me send the glass back and save myself 3 to 5 days on this whole process, because I want to have this glass back by Halloween, because think of all the Halloween pictures that we're going to be taking with this Google Glass. Simple as that. So that's my story. And, you know, fourth pair going on fifth pair, I feel like a guy that's went through four different wives. This is going to be my fifth wife coming up. And I don't know. And then some people are saying, well, dude, if it's just that much problem, why don't you just send them back and get your $1,500 back? And I've been seriously thinking about that in the last few weeks. And, but you know, it, once again, we talked about that before and you made good points. This is something groundbreaking and stuff like that, but you figure, you know, something as simple as sweat. I mean, if I was submersing it in like 3 feet of water, that's one thing. And, but that's not the case. And I'll even let you in on a little secret. There's a person that actually wore their Google Glass in the shower, and they kind of admitted to me that that was a bad idea, and they ended up having to get another pair of Google Glass. I wonder who that person could be.
Yeah.
And you'll notice, because this person also got a different color pair of Google Glass on his next pair. So it doesn't work well with any type of water. And we're talking little bits of humidity. And I have a feeling a lot of, you know, like your Google Glass might be working perfectly, Luke. But I bet you come next year, when the heat and humidity start coming back, you're going to have problems.
So. It could happen.
Yeah,
definitely. I don't know. Have they ever told you what they think caused the other ones to break? Did they ever say, hey, we got it back, we analyzed it, here's what we think happened, or here's what we think you can do to, you know, prevent this? Or did
no.
they just...
Not at all. Not at all. They just basically send me another pair of Google Glass.
And yeah, it seems like they need to be doing analysis on it. They probably are trying to figure it out. But it'd be nice if they told you, so that if it was something you were doing that, you know,
well,
if it was something else, that you could at least try to avoid that. But
there's one thing that I do that I do it, and I do it naturally, and that is sweat. And you know, the last pair, it was literally 20 minutes. I was setting up a room. It was a humid day, but we were in an air controlled room, and I started sweating. And after 20 minutes of sweat, I could see that the glass just started to act really funny. And here's the kicker. There's like three different companies out there that have a spray product that you can spray on electronics, and it's supposed to protect it. Kind of like, you know, like a tent gets protected when you spray on that that material from rain. And the same thing happens for electronics. They have three companies, and we interviewed them. That's like one of my top posts on geekazine.com is one of those companies that talk about how they can protect electronics by simply spraying that. If Google was to spray their Google Glass, I wouldn't be having this problem, and I'd be like, you know, talking them up left and right. But you know, this whole thing, and especially the customer support, and because they keep saying, oh, we're supposed to have, this is supposed to be like the most stellar customer support that we've ever had, we want to show customer support in a different way, and yet they're telling me that I can't use the same RMA box. And that's just, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, I just went on the soapbox there for a minute, but the reality is when the actual consumer model comes out, hopefully you guys won't be having these problems. And I'm more than willing to actually be the guinea pig and find the problems with Google Glass. In fact, the fact that I'm really proud that I've actually sent 4 pairs of Google Glass back. I'm doing my job. What about you, Luke? What job do you do?
I guess I'm using them. I am taking them out, taking a lot of pictures. I did do something the other week, and I don't think I talked about it. I went on this 5K run and actually wore my Google Glass.
Yeah.
It was at night. I posted some pictures, I think up on my Google Plus page. I'll have to double check to make sure they're up there. But basically, it was a fun run, and they actually sprayed this neon water on you as you ran, and then there were black lights at the finish line and kind of along the route as well. And so you would just glow from all this neon, you know, splash water. I don't know exactly. I forget what they call it. Just, you know, perfectly safe. It wasn't, you know, lots of heavy chemicals or anything. And I actually wore my glass through all that while I was getting sprayed. I kind of covered them up a little bit and, you know, kept my head down so they wouldn't get splattered too much. They got a little bit on them in a couple little places, but I didn't have any problems at all. So. You know, and that was a couple of weeks ago. So it's been fine. So
do you mind if I show
what it is exactly?
Yeah. Do you mind if I show some of the pictures?
No, absolutely.
All right. Well, here's the here's his run. We'll hit the play button here. So this is the neon run. So they actually sprayed you with some sort of liquid and you can see them glowing. There's some girls with different color lipstick or something like that on. And so they actually sprayed you and you didn't have any problems after that with your Google Glass.
Nope, not at all.
That's wild. No, there's a good picture right there of you. And I'm guessing that's your wife.
Probably. I can't see the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I know. But
I wasn't there with anyone else. So that was probably her.
you're taking a selfie and you've got your Google Glass and you can kind of see little splatters at, you know, if this was an episode of CSI, that wouldn't be a good thing. But it does show that that spray actually hit your Google Glass. So
yeah, just a little bit. I mean, I tried to protect it, but you know.
So anyway, but that's pretty cool. I mean, that's kind of fun. I wish we had something like that here in Madison.
It's a group they tour around. So yeah, search for Neon Splash Dash and. If they're watching, you can send me some free tickets for the next time you're in Dallas.
Yeah, we'll do is we'll put them in the show notes, and go from there.
Yeah, so. It was a lot of fun, wearing Google Glass, and I demoed it to somebody there. They saw it and they're like, "Oh, I've never seen them." And we tried it. You know, I showed it to them and stuff. So it was a lot of fun, and I met, you know, saw the same guy afterwards, and they were saying, "Oh, you wore those during the race?" And worked out fine. So I don't know. Don't know what it is why I've had such good luck and you've had such bad luck. I guess we're seeing kind of both ends of the spectrum there.
Well, once again, I don't see it as bad luck. I see it as good luck because every time I send a pair of Google Glass back, I'm showing them what's going on. And I have a feeling once the regular pair of Google Glass comes out, that power button is going to be somewhere else on this pair of Google Glass underneath or whatever.
Ruggedized. I saw Samsung just announced that they're going to be doing that waterproofing spray on all the boards and everything on their new flagship phones coming out probably either later this year or next year. And I think we'll see that trend. So yeah, it'd be great. It probably costs a few pennies to do it and they should definitely do it on something like this where it's going to be out in the environment.
Yeah.
It's not like your phone where you put in your pocket. It's always just kind of out exposed to the elements with whatever you're doing.
Exactly. So, but anyway, you know, and we're going to be talking about Samsung in a couple minutes here, but, we've got a pretty good show here with stuff. Really quick programming notes. First of all, if you haven't done so, go over to thisweekingoogleglass.com or twig.tv and subscribe. You can also donate to twig.tv. There's a message up there that we shouldn't, there we go. And of course you can donate to twig.tv where, you know, all the proceeds help us pay for, doing this show because we do it sponsor free. And then of course, if we have any access, we'll be giving them up to glass explorers that still haven't gotten their pair of Google Glass yet. So that's over at thisweekingoogleglass.com or twig.tv. All right, let's get into the news already, because, you know, we went back and forth and I went on my soapbox because that's why I do podcasts, so I can be on a soapbox. Yeah. You wouldn't get to hear me otherwise. So. Before I do that, I did. There is one other program note. Next week, we were supposed to have a guest last week. We're going to have that guest next week. Kathy Brown is big in the medical field and has a pair of Google Glass, and she's been promoting a lot. And I think she does a show, a Google Hangout, about glass in the medical health profession. So we're going to have her on the show. And we're going to try this Google question and answer like we did last week. We're going to give it a try again and see how that works, because I really like the option, the idea of this. And you can also ask questions and go from there. All right, let's start over at support.google.com. XE10 is finally out. Before my Google Glass finally decided to die, XE10 did get loaded on. So I did get to see a couple of the features. But Luke, you have more of the other features. What have you tried so far?
So now when you get directions to a place, you can actually get transit directions like they talked about, but you can also do biking directions, which is something that they didn't mention in that support page, but I found when I use it, and it's actually useful to me. I like to go bike riding occasionally on the weekends. Now, I don't generally ride in areas I don't know, but it's nice to know that I can do that. So the transit directions that they talked about, we're actually, you know, taking the bus, taking the train. They say it's for limited areas, I guess, I know Dallas is one of those areas. So I was able to try it out and get basically transit directions downtown. And it seemed spot on with what it was telling me to do, and came up with a bunch of cards, and it would do the navigation where it would, you know, come up as you got to the areas where you needed to kind of transition from walking to getting on the bus, or, you know, getting on the from the bus to the train. It would tell you, you know, here's the train you need to get on, the direction you need to go. And so it seems like it could be real useful, you know, and exactly what Glass is for, just kind of showing you that little bit of information you need right at the moment that you need it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pull out your phone and be like, now, where was I supposed to go? Which bus was I supposed to get on? It's like, it's right there. It pops up and says, oh, I can see you're at the bus stop, you know, bus, you know, whatever, 112, just get on that and take it east and you'll be good.
So. Now that is that for those that have Android phones, or do you know if it's also an iOS feature, or unless you don't have it tethered or whatnot?
I would guess that it requires tethering to really be useful. You could obviously get the directions wherever you're at, but it wouldn't have your GPS location without being tethered to some device.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Probably, you know, Android only, kind of like driving directions were before.
Yeah.
You really need some sort of tethering to be able to do it, or a Wi-Fi hotspot, perhaps, that you could tether Glass to. But I don't know how the GPS would work in that case. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. So the other thing was the links and notification. Basically, if somebody sends you a message, they now have a picture in the background when you're replying to them, so you remember who you're talking to. If you have short-term memory.
Just kind of showing that contact picture behind, kind of in the background.
Now, we talked up XE10 last week, very big. It was like this is going to be the developer model and stuff like that, and it came out with two things, maybe there was some stuff in the background we're not seeing just yet or whatnot. But do you think that it kind of passed or failed in this update?
Yeah, I would say it didn't live up to what the rumors were saying, but, you know, that's the bad thing about rumors, is when they're not true, it's really kind of a letdown, because everybody gets excited about things that they hear rumored, and it didn't happen. So they tell us the GDK is still coming. Maybe it'll be launched with XE11. Maybe it'll come out tomorrow. There's no real telling. Maybe there were some background changes, like you said.
Yeah.
They didn't mention any, but I'm guessing if it's like most software development that I know about, there's always changes being worked on. There's always little bug fixes and, you know, improvements to performance and stuff. So
yeah,
there may just have been nothing significant that they wanted to put in the release notes.
Well, one of the things that they did do, and you might not have, a lot of people might not have seen it or heard about it, but they released a Mirror API, Well, I saw it on Jenny Murphy's Google Plus page, and I'm going over to the developer page. You can actually get into the developer preview and set up your API channel. I actually set up Geekazine as an API channel. So I have my API code and secret key and all that other good stuff all set up. So if I decide I'm going to write an app, I can actually just start writing apps, because I still have a couple apps in mind. It's just whether I can put on my developer hat to do that. And I'm thinking these are pretty simple, but you know, once again, it's a developer thing, and it's how your brain wraps around it. So, but we'll see what happens. Have you played with the Mirror API at all?
Actually, yes. The Mirror API is the same API that came out back in June when they really started releasing Glass to all the different explorers. It's the API that's used for all of the Glass apps currently that you get. So, you know, Facebook, Path, you know, the email app, the Google Now cards, those are basically all just using the Mirror API.
Okay.
What it lets you do is kind of show a single image, really that, well, image and text. It's really created with HTML. Well, that's one easy way to do it. You can also do it with some JSON, but I've played with the Mirror API. Relatively simple as far as APIs go. It's basically hitting a web server, and when you hit that Google Glass web server, it passes the information on to the user's Glass, and then it lets you kind of pass along the interactions that are possible, and then when the person interacts with Glass, either, you know, let's say favoriting something on Path, or, you know, liking it or smiling at it or whatever,
yeah,
it sends that information back up to the Glass servers, which go back to your servers, which then you can do whatever with.
Okay.
And so it's the API that's been out for a while, but one of the big changes they just announced was that they were opening up the Google Glass marketplace and letting people submit their apps to be made publicly accessible from that page. Up until now, with apps even from Google like Field Trip or some other ones, there you have to go to their developer page and kind of link it to your Glass that way.
Yeah.
And so what this is going to allow is if you go to google.com/myglass, that's where you really configure your Glass and set everything up through that web page. And now there'll be more apps visible. And they even announced a few more apps as part of this update. Jeff, did you want to talk any about those?
I actually have them up on the screen while you were talking. We've got, it looks like Mashable came out with Mashable Velocity, alerts you to news stories that go viral. We got a couple sports apps now called Sports Yapper, and then Thuz Sports, Thuz Sports.
It's Thuz or Thuz or I'm not sure.
I have no idea. It's a sports score thing. So, yeah. And then of course, Fancy is, I believe, is another new one, where you can collect everything all in once. So I'm just looking at the ones that I have turned off, because the ones I have turned off are probably the new ones. With the exception of Tumblr and some of these social networks. Do you get annoyed by how many social network requests come into your Glass?
I have a lot of them turned off. So like the Twitter one, you only get direct messages. And
No, I don't.
I
get mentions. And
maybe mentions come up too.
You know, there's when I was at Disneyland, I joined a Twitter of the New Orleans restaurant, their Twitter. And you know, I didn't favor them or anything like that, and they show up on my Glass all the time. There's another company that I interviewed back at TechCrunch Disrupt about a year ago, and their tweets come up, and they don't mention me at all in that tweet. So yeah, I get a lot of stuff like that, and stuff, you know, Google Plus, especially if they direct you know, they add me to the list or something like that, through a circle or something like that, and then I've got that. Just seems a lot of requests that half of them I probably wouldn't even be reading otherwise. So
on the website, there's this little switch you can turn from on to off,
which I do, but
I think that's the thing, is like whatever, like hopefully they get more configurable. I know the New York Times, or I think it's the New York Times, or maybe it's CNN, one of those apps, you can configure kind of what stories you want to hear.
Exactly.
Or, you know, do you want to see notifications for, and, you know, how many you want to see. And so I think the Glass apps will hopefully get smarter. I mean, the ones that are too annoying, people will make a competitor for that'll be very successful. But what they really need to happen is get more configurable so users can really get the notifications that they want. Like, I don't want Twitter mentions. I just want direct messages and, you know, those kind of things.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there are some people that they use Twitter all the time, and maybe that, you know, if they got every mention on there, it would, their Glass would just be going off like crazy. And then there's other people where, you know, like me, not real popular. So I don't get, you know, I get a mention every couple of months. And so, you know, hey, I don't mind if it shows up on Glass, because it's like, wow, I feel famous because my friend actually mentioned me. So
you're going to get 5,000 tweets this week just for saying that sentence.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay. Well, you remember his Twitter handle is Luke Luca. If you want.
Luke Luca. And make sure to mention me whenever you're doing anything on Twitter. So
with a hashtag, I live on the second floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, let's move on from there. Let's go over to the newsobserver.com. We have, of course, last week we talked about it. They were in, Google decided to go to Durham, North Carolina to show off Google Glass to Durham, North Carolina. So a bunch of people showed up, and they basically got to try on Glass. They had to sign waivers to say that, you know, that they could get pictures taken on them. I personally think that this was just a big media blitz so they could get, you know, like, you know, the people that get out of movies and stuff like that and say, oh, it was a great movie, and just kind of put together, you know, their first commercials that you'll probably end up seeing on TV in the next few weeks. Do you know if they announced any other cities on this tour yet?
I haven't heard of any others, but I didn't dig into it too much. I obviously don't have to go to the event to try out Google Glass, but, you know, maybe if it was nearby, maybe I'd go just to, you know, talk to people there that wanted to talk to somebody who's had them for a while.
Yeah.
To answer your question, no.
Okay.
I don't know of any other cities, but I'm sure they'll be public about it as they
do more
of these events.
So what'd you think of the Durham, North Carolina event? Is this positive for Google or what?
I think it's always good to get this stuff in front of people so they can see it and at least, you know, if nothing else, see what the reactions are that people have, because, you know, they have it out to about 10,000 people. But, you know, those were early adopters, people that really wanted it. These public events will be more for people that, you know, they're interested in it, but, you know, they weren't willing to spend the money, or, you know, even if they got in the program, you know, so, you know, because it is a lot. And so a lot of people would say, well, I'd like to try them, you know, even if I can't afford to get them right now, or, you know, I don't think that it's worth it. I think it's good to get in front of people, though, and they'll get a lot of real great feedback and get some real genuine reactions on those first impressions, which can be hard to get sometimes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's a good thing you get them all into the, like I said, it's just like you get free tickets to go see a movie. I've done this a couple times. You get tickets to go see a free movie, and then you go watch the movie, and then they pull you aside as you're walking out and say, well, what do you think of the movie? Did you like the movie? Yeah. What's the best part? And then you give your little sound bite, and then you move on, and then maybe you'll see yourself in the commercial in the upcoming weeks or not, but you know, they'll get a good idea of what's going on there. So, but I really think that that's what it was. And of course, you know, if the public responds, then yeah, you're right. They will go to the next city. They'll build a tour around it. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see if there's more of a schedule that comes out. But in the meantime, if you want to, like I said last week, if you want to fly myself and Luke out on planes to whatever city to show off Google Glass, well, once I get my pair of Google Glass back, then go for it, and just let us know, and we'll get that all set up for you. So,
yeah, I hear Paris is nice this year.
Oh yeah,
I'll have to
brush up on my French. Baguette.
I think Google Glass will actually do that for you, right? That's one of those things that you can do. How do you say?
Oh yeah,
baguette in French. It'll tell you that.
What does that word mean? Oh, that's not a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, why do they keep calling me? I don't understand. Yes.
All right. Well, let's move on from there. If you want to read more on that, we have the link over at newsobserver.com, which I guess they have a local affiliate, whatever there that's talking about it. So let's move over to CNET.com. Apparently, there was a person, known Samsung blogger, tech enthusiast, by Eldar Mart, I don't know how to pronounce their last name. They basically leaked out a little tweet on Sunday that basically said that there is in the works a Samsung version of Google Glass. Now, once again, this is just a rumor, but from what we understand, that that he said was that Google is working with Samsung to with some Korean manufacturer to make a version that's called right now called Gear Glass, which will have Google technology inside, but of course Samsung branding to it, which makes perfect sense. I expected, you know, all the phone companies that actually do have an Android version of the phone to actually have their own version of Google Glass. And I was expecting Motorola to be the first person to have Google Glass. And then, of course, Samsung, and then HTC. Does HTC have Android phones right now?
I know many. The HTC One is a very popular Android phone.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's what was going to happen. So this kind of just falls in that line of my thoughts on this whole thing, and which will be cool, because then you'll get specialized Samsung apps, just like you would with your Samsung Galaxy phone, or you know, your Motorola Moto phone, or something like that. And I think it's going to be really cool for glass, and maybe they'll actually start spraying it with the protective stuff like we talked about before. Any thoughts?
Oh, I don't know. I think Google's going to hold the glass a little closer to the chest than maybe they did with Android, so they can have a little more control over it. So they might partner with Samsung for manufacturing. I could see them doing that, kind of like their Nexus devices they've used different manufacturers for. But I don't know if they'd want to let, you know, the same Google Glass software run on a device they don't really control. Now, Samsung might also do what they've done and kind of take Android and make Google Glass from that, or make their, you know, this Samsung Gear Glass from that, and kind of modify it a little bit. It's hard to say exactly what this is. Again, like you said, it's a rumor, and we saw what happened with the XE10 rumors. So, take it with a grain of salt. Something that'd be interesting, you know, I think if Google is able to be successful with Glass, I think you'll definitely see competitors come along.
Well,
you know, Apple.
We're already seeing competitors come along. That one company got a big funding from Intel and their program for their glass. So,
yeah. So, I mean, you'll see more of it. In the end, it'll be like a smartphone competition. It'll be like, you know, computer competition has always been, you know, when there's some competition, everybody wins, because everybody has to keep pushing the boundary. You can't just release Google Glass and then say, yep, now we don't have to work on it for 5 years. We'll just keep selling the same old thing. You know, when there's some competition, they have to keep working to add features, make it smaller, make the battery life better.
Yep.
You know, all those things. So, you know, in the end, competition's good. You know, now on the flip side of that, you know, fragmentation could be a problem if there's lots of different devices running different versions of Google Glass, and you've got certain apps that won't run on some and not on others. And, you know, you get into that whole mess where people don't even know what to get, because they're not sure, you know, which one's the best or which one works, what things or what the features are different and all that stuff. So, you know, you don't want to have too many things that are called Google Glass that are all handled by different people, but you do want some competition in that space so that people, like I said, things do get better.
Yeah, and so they also don't get the FCC down their throats or the European Union or something like that. If this title is correct, in Gear Glass, you know, that's an actually good working title for a glass competitor. So I wouldn't mind I really hope that this is not as much of a rumor. more of a actual reality that Samsung's working on it, because, you know, Samsung has been putting out some great products, and if you think about it, come South by Southwest, we'll be seeing Samsung everywhere, like we have the last two South by Southwests, and just see some. I think that they'd have an amazing following if they put out a version of glass. So,
yeah, but then you look at what happened with their watch they just put out. You know, it only works with certain Samsung devices, not even all Galaxy S's, or even just, you know, the last couple. It only works with like the absolute latest one. And so there's a lot of people that are kind of upset that it's locked in. And
yeah,
they said that's going to get better over time. So hopefully they are able to deliver on that. But
yeah, it always does. It always does get better. I mean, you know, we've seen it in the past with technology and people saying, well, it can run, you know, like the Siri thing that comes to mind is when they came out with Siri and everybody, you know, they had a 4 or 3GS or 3G that could say, oh yeah, Siri worked perfectly on those phones. And I don't know why they didn't release Siri for those phones. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. So, and yeah. they want to control it. So if they can reduce the problems or the amount of phone support calls, because it doesn't work. So, but anyway, that's over on CNET.com. If you want to read more on that, it's actually pretty cool. I really hope that Samsung is getting into this glass thing, and eventually they will probably have a glass competitor out there, if not Google Glass itself. Yeah. So, all right, let's go over last article of the day. We're over at the New York Daily Times. This is actually a really cool article. This filmmaker, it's called Project 2X1 or 2x1 or whatever you want to call it. They are giving glass to, in this case, it's Caribbean Islanders and Hasidic Jews. And they're having them wear it and kind of get a day in the life of these people. And this is going to be part of a movie that they're putting together in Crown Heights. Now, of course, this is not the first time that we've seen an actual movie being put together. Last week we talked about another company that was putting together some sort of short film. It's interesting to see they want to get it from a first person point of view and kind of get it unedited out of that, instead of having the cameraman being me going everywhere and getting video clips and stuff like that. So this is more of real life documentary. And what do you think about this? Do you think that this is going to open up some people's eyes on different cultures and stuff like that, Luke?
I think it definitely could. Generally, those kind of movies, when they're done right, you know, definitely give people a lot of food for thought. You know, we've talked about Google Glass and like the pictures and videos, since it's right up here by your eye, it is really that first person perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's important. And we've seen that kind of film style before, you know, professional films where they try to kind of recreate that view of, you know, what somebody would see, you know, that kind of shaky cam running around first person. But this is a little more, you know, serious, a little more, you know, thoughtful in its presentation. And so, I think it could be neat. And I think it's a really interesting way to provide that look into, you know, stepping inside somebody else's, you know, body and kind of seeing their world through their eyes. And, you know, that's what we talked about before with Google Plus Hangout, kind of acting that way, where you're actually seeing what the person's seeing as opposed to seeing a picture of the person.
Yeah.
You kind of, you know, become them a little bit and just, you know, kind of see what it's like. And so I think it'd be neat. I think that there's a lot of real interesting footage that they could piece together of, you know, kind of, like you said, day in the life of. Because there's a lot of people, and I think the goal that they were going for was, you know, groups that maybe you don't, like, you interact with a little bit, but you don't have a real deep understanding of, and to help build those communities up by showing them, you know, here's what it's like to be this person. And maybe part of it is to reveal that it's not that different than you, you know, like, you shouldn't see them as this whole different, you know, group. It's like they go through the same kind of things that you go through, and the world doesn't look a lot different to them than it looks to you. So, you know, you shouldn't treat them differently. It's not like everything's perfect for them or whatever. So, I think it's really interesting. Did you have any kind of thoughts on that?
Well, the only thought that I have was that they took two cultures, from what you just explained, they wouldn't be so far apart. But the two cultures that I never thought of kind of mashing together, and they mashed them together. I'm not sure if they're making two different parts of the documentary. If this is just going to be part one, part two, part three, part four, or something like that. It looks like the crew itself is actually a mix between Hasidic Jews and Caribbean Islanders. So I'm guessing that's where they took the inspiration from. The names Mendy Seldowitz, Celso White, Ben Milstein, and Hannah Rudman are the crew. Here's the picture. Their picture right here. And they're putting it fully together. So I mean, I'm guessing that they're just using their heritages to put it together. And maybe down the road they'll put it on other people and go from there. I can't wait for somebody to get inspired to actually take it out to a third world country and actually have somebody wear glass and get some shots of the day in life in their cultures, because I think that would be even more eye opening. And very National Geographic type of video out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So interesting stuff. Well, if you want to check out more on that, that's over at the NewYorkDailyNews.com. We've got the link. Of course, we got all the links over at This Week in Google Glass or twig.tv. Just have to go over there and check it out. And of course, subscribe to the podcast feed, subscribe to the emails and stuff like that. Send us an email. Of course, my email being jeff@twig.tv. That's with two G's, jeff@twig.tv. And then, of course, Luke, you can be found at
Luke@twig.tv. So it's like our name at twig.tv. It's just really, it's a crazy idea, but I think people are getting confused and like, why is it that? You know, but if you've got any questions for us, if you want to, do you have anything in particular that you want us to go do? So I'm in Dallas, so I'm going to be headed down to the state fair in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to head to the Big Android Barbecue this coming weekend, and I'll be taking lots of pictures with glass there. There'll probably be a lot of pictures of me as I'm giving demos to people. If you're going to be at the Big Android Barbecue, look for me and say, hey, I saw on your podcast, you said you were going to let people try them out. Is that true? And for you, I will, make that exception. Probably something I'm not gonna be able to do to everybody, because I think I'd have a line around the building the whole time. But, for people that actually come up to me and ask and say they saw on the podcast, I will definitely give them priority in checking it out.
And same thing goes with me. If you want to try out this pair of Google Glass, well, unfortunately, it's going to get in a box and go back to Google tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. I'm waiting for an email, but hopefully everything is good on that aspect. But like I said, I put down the things that I've been told. Like I said, this whole customer experience for Google Glass. That's the problem I have with it, is that I don't see the customer experience there. I'm very happy to break a pair of Google Glass and send it back and get another pair and break that and send it back, because that I know that I'm helping it move along. So I don't have a problem with that. So I think if I had the opportunity to do it again, I would definitely do it again. Simple as that. And some people might say, well, you're crazy. Other people might say, well, I understand, but the reality is, how many times do you get to be on a ground floor opportunity? And that's my elevator pitch for Google Glass. And hopefully, if you've got the opportunity to get Google Glass and test it out, check it out, and see what it works. It doesn't work for everybody. And I know I talked to one person, he had a problem with the sight and stuff like that. And he just didn't like it. So he wasn't going to wear it, but that's not everybody. There's going to be people that love it and people that hate it. Move from there. So anyway, I was back on the soapbox. Sorry about that, Luke.
It's so easy to get up there.
I should probably just throw it out in the curb and let the trash people pick it up. But then I think to myself, well, why throw away a perfectly good soapbox? So that does it for this week, this episode, and This Week in Google Glass. If you want to check everything out, go over to twig.tv. And then, of course, subscribe to the show notes. And, star us up in iTunes. Star us up in wherever, Podcatcher, Google Play, and stuff like that, wherever you're catching the show. and let us know what you think there, and we'll go from there. So, and this is this episode of This Week in Google Glass. We will see you next week when we will have Kathy Brown on. We're going to be talking about Google Glass in the medical profession. All right. Thanks a lot for watching, and take, oh yeah, my harmonica. Thanks for watching, and take care. You guys have a good week now there.